Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong thing.
Hello.
Good evening, Sister Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Not so fun.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Easter?
It was good, restful. I didn't go anywhere. I just didn't want to get out, but it was a blessing just to be able to rest.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Auntie changes.
Bye, brother. Okay, Auntie Kara, I think she's at work, so I'm going to go ahead and start us off with 2 Kings 20 and then give everyone else a chance to join the call.
Okay.
Him, I said, 2 Kings 20. In those days, was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. But Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me? And that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day. And Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Zerubbabel, the son of Belaton, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spice, and precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit, and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead.
Amen. So we have Deacon Lowe joined us and Mother May joined us. Good evening. Okay, let me just do a quick roll call. We have Sister Vicki Huffman, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Deacon Lowe, Mother May, and myself. So we're going to go ahead with our call. It's 7 minutes after eight. I have, let me get my little on here. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up the call. And Auntie Betty, I have you as the opening prayer, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to the Nelson Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And we were listening to 2 Kings 20, where it talks in summary about Hezekiah was visited by a prophet that let him know that he was dying. And he pleaded to God to give him more time, and he did give him 15 more years. That's pretty much what we just listened to. So now I'm going to turn it over to Auntie Betty for the opening prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come with thanksgiving on our heart and mind. Father, we come to say thank you for life, health, and strength. And we thank you for sharing your blood on Calvary Cross. Thank you for being our Savior and Lord. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that living inside of us, that is leading us and guiding us to all truth. Father, your word is true. Thank you for everyone that are on the line tonight. And I pray that someone will say something or do something that will bless all of us tonight as we go forward in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Betty. Let's listen to our worship song this evening. The one that was chosen is Great Is Your Mercy by Donnie McClurkin.
Hallelujah. Great call. Incoming call.
Sorry about that, guys. I got a call and just knocked us off, but that's okay. We'll keep moving right along.
Amen.
All righty. So let's go ahead into our Bible verse teaching roundtable. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass. Going to start off with Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm reading Psalm 101. Walk with a perfect heart. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wireless in a perfect way. O when thou come unto me, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not creep to me. A frowful heart shall depart from me. I will not know a weakless person. Whoso proudly slander his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hate as high look, and a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the face of the land, and they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh decently shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the weakness of the land, that I may cut off all weakness doors from the city of the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading on T. Dot. Next I have Vicki. Sister Vicki, you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I would like to read Psalms 90 and following that a devotion that I received earlier in the week. Psalms 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years, in thy sight, excuse me, guys, my sinus is doing some crazy things with me right now, but just bear with me. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of our countenance.
For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish. And I will be, give me just a moment, I'm learning how to navigate the phone still. The word, the devotion that I pray that all of us be able to receive it is Live Well. And it was taken again from Psalm 90, verse 12. And it's the message reading, oh, teach us to live well, teach us to live wisely and well. Are you living in the house with your family, but you're not connected? Are you engaged, living well, making the most of the moments, or are you in tomorrow, hoping you'll get the contract, worried about your business, wondering how your finances are going to work out? Are you in yesterday, upset over a disappointment, bitter over who hurt you? You're missing the beauty of this day. Once you live this day, you can't get it back. The people in your life are not always going to be there. Don't wait until they are gone to recognize what you have. Don't take for granted all the good things in your life right now. Get connected. Take time for the people God has given you. There will always be more work, more challenges, more problems to solve. The dreams will come to pass in due season. The problems will resolve in God's timing. Worrying about them doesn't make them work out any sooner. Stay in the moment with the people you love. Enjoy where you are. And the prayer of faith is, Father, thank you for the beauty that you provide for me, for us every day, especially through our family and all the people we love. Teach us, Lord, to live wisely and well and to never allow worry or disappointment to keep us from the present. I declare that we are and I am going to make the most of my moments. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought that was a good reading for all of us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vickie, for sharing Psalms 90 and the extra information. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All righty. Next, I have Deacon Lowe. You have any good news you would like to hear?
I'll be coming from Psalms 119. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. Excuse me. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting for me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Deacon Lowe out of Psalm 115.
119.
I can't read my writing. Okay. All right. Auntie Betty, you have any good news you want to share with us?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 21. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy trample over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed with transgression without a cause. Show me thy way, O Lord, and teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and love kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not my sin of my youth, nor my transgression according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for the goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keeping his covenant and his testimony. For thy sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at peace, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he has tugged my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sin. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruelty hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and upright preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O Lord, out of all of his trouble. Amen. I read the entire 25th Psalm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that. It's a 25 song?
Yeah, 25th. Uh-huh.
Amen. Everybody's coming out of song.
Amen.
I'm going to break it up a little bit. I'm going to come out of Philippians 4:8. And the title of my reading is called Letting Go of Overthinking. But Philippians 4:8 states, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Do you keep spinning a wheel of mental options like you're a contestant on a television game show? For every option, you consider all sides over and over again. You turn every possibility upside down and around. Yet, even when you're 100% sure of what you should do, you can't stop yourself from giving the wheel another spin. What if I'm missing something, you think? I asked a few friends what overthinking felt like to them. There are times when I am paralyzed by indecision and anxiety, said one. Right now, I'm overthinking while packing for my trip.
what to wear. What if I'm overdressed or underdressed? What if I'm cold? Overthinking happens when we're searching for the pain-free or problem-free path to the outcome of what we want. However, overthinking often leads to feeling overwhelmed because we feel like 100% of the responsibility depends on us. When you're constantly spinning that wheel of options, do you feel at peace or do you feel overwhelmed by a list of endless problems? Letting go of overthinking means making God-honoring choices confidently and living by faith that God will help you deal with consequences. Years ago, we heard some wisdom that freed us from spinning the wheel of options. Don't make the right decision. Make the decision right. So what do you do with your wheel of options? You're going to replace it with a wheel of peace. Philippians 4:8 lists 8 qualities that bring peace into our mind instead of panic. When you spin the wheel of peace and meditate on God's thoughts, that discipline will guard your heart and mind and keep you in alignment with God's heart towards you. So let's practice spinning the wheel of peace. One is true. God is with me and for me. Right. I am blessed when I do life God's way, not my own. Honorable. I will treat myself and others with respect, even when it's hard. Excellent. I desire pure heart and godly action. Honorable. I will treat myself and others with respect, even when it's hard. Uh-huh. Did somebody call me? Pure. I might be struggling, but I can always ask God for his strength. Lovely. God's beauty is all around me, and I choose to see it. Admirable. I believe that God isn't done blessing me. Worthy of praise, I will look for what's good and give thanks for what God is doing in my life. If there were ever anything good to overthink about, try overthinking God's blessing and love for you. Seriously, try it. You know what it's like to, you know what it's like to spend on uncomfortable situations and negative outcomes. Now spend the same amount of time on God's provisions for you, his promises for you, and his love for you. The more you spend the wheel of peace, the more peace. The more peace you will experience in the midst of whatever problem, trial, or wilderness season you are facing. So in prayer, God, we thank you way too much. Wait a minute. We think way too much, and we need to spend your will of peace with. We will take our focus off trying to figure everything out, and we will rely upon what we know is true about you and how you feel about us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
That was from
Bob Ruth.
All righty. Next I have Mother May.
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 John, 2nd chapter, 15-17. And it said, hate the world. In the early 1960s, a poor young man from the slum joined the army. Richard's father and mother had died before he was 15 years old. He had no idea what the future held for him. While in the army, Richard became very successful. He felt secure in his position in life, but he was spiritual bankrupt. In 1966, one of his friends in the army attended an evening crusade and brought Richard to the gospel tract to read. The tract talked about fallen human nature and how God in his infinity, wisdom, and love sent Jesus to die for the sin of each of us. Moved by what he read, Richard gave his life to Jesus. Several years later, Richard was faced with a great challenge in his life. the Lord was calling him to resign from the army and enter ministry. The call was very clear and precise, but Richard was unwilling to leave the army for fear of losing all the comfort and security he enjoyed. In our reading today, God is calling us to hate the world. Yet many of us, like Richard, find it very difficult to obey this call because we are caught up in the attraction of this world. While we claim to love Jesus, we are so comfortable and secure that we fail to follow him. In the end, we no longer stand out as Christians, but fit in the world because of our comfortable. We compromise our Christian witness. But God has called us to hate the world, to choose to be different, to choose to stand out. We must be willing to give up the short-term safety the world promised for the eternal benefit that God offered us. As John declared, the world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God live forever. And then, what are you doing? And the prayer said, thank you, Lord, that you continue to call us to love you rather than the world. Give us the spirit to obey so we may become your human self. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. That actually concludes our first round. We'll go ahead to our sick and shut-in prayer. Do we have anyone else we need to add to the list or anyone to remove from the list? Okay. We'd like to share, if you haven't heard, I think most of the people here are speaking, asking for extra special prayers for Loretta Simmons. She has been hospitalized once again. As of Wednesday, as you guys know, she's having let me mute somebody because I can't hear myself. Okay. She was having some severe stomach pains, and the hospital did keep her to run some tests. So we're going through that process and just keeping her in prayer. There was some masks that were found, so they're going to see if they're cancerous or not, but we'll know more next week. But just keeping her in prayer in reference to her illness. But I'll go ahead with our prayer for today. Here, but you are distracting me. Okay. Loving Father, we praise you because you are good. We trust that even though we suffer and deal with this chronic pain, you remain good and faithful to us. You understand our afflictions better than anyone else, Lord. Would you please grant us peace and comfort? We need your help. We need your strength. Our Lord, we cry out to you asking that you would help us on our worst days and see us through. Let our pain be elevated and let us experience times of reprieve. We pray for the support we need from loved ones for encouragement and help. Let us feel your loving arms around us. You hear every prayer. You see every tear, and you know every worry we have. Thank you for being with us as we endure. May we bear the fruit of the Spirit and bring glory to you through our suffering. I'm just going to read the names of the individuals that are on our sick and shut-in list. We have Oliver Nellums. We still have Loretta Simmons. We have Auntie Dot. We have Auntie Carrie and Willie Cody. We have Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph Caroline, Brian Tompkins and Afia, and our youth at risk in prayer. We have Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family that includes Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. We have Auntie Janet Williams. We have Sister Vicki Hoffman. We have Marilyn Tompkins and family that includes Erica, Jessica, and Robert. We have Jackie. We have Auntie Martha, and we also have Kenneth Jacob. Father God, again, may they bear the fruit of the Spirit and bring glory to you through their sufferings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're going to move right along to our birthday for this month, really. I'm going to go back to April 9th because we missed that for the week of Easter. So we're going to April 9th through the 22nd. I have Ursula Huffman,
yes.
Vicki's daughter, on April the 12th.
Yes.
We had Auntie Carrie celebrate a birthday on April 13th. We had Alberta Settle celebrated a birthday on April 14th. And on April the 17th, which is Monday, we're going to have my niece Latoya Simmons and Andy. And then on the 18th, we're going to have Cheryl Richardson, John Bonner, Douglas Slappy Sr., and the late Robert Lowe. And then on the 19th, we have Tawana Johnson. On the 20th, we have Elnora. On the 21st, we have Beryl Nellum and Mildred Tompkins. Are there any other birthdays that I may have omitted?
Angela, mom is actually April 20th. And then, of course, our cousin Jackie, hers is the 14th. And I was thinking that my cousin Ken is on the 14th, but they said the 15th. So somewhere between the 14th and 15th. So that's both of our cousins. But and mom's is coming up on, as I mentioned, April the 20th.
My wife's new birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right. Let's go ahead into the rest of our program. We're going to do a roundtable. This is an opportunity to do a testimony, a poem, a song, or another praise report, or another verse. I'll start off with Auntie Betty.
Up there.
Okay. Deacon Lowe.
Yes, I would like to say a prayer for my sister Loretta and a praise report. When I got down to visit her today, she was looking a lot better, talking in her right mind, and that made me feel very proud of her. God is doing wonderful work in Arizona, and I would like to give him thanks. Oh, Heavenly Father,
amen.
Cover my sister Loretta from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, Lord, we're dependent on you to keep your promise to heal and strengthen us, Lord. Keep us strong as a family. Keep us on the path that which you have set before us, the straight and narrow. Guide us step by step. And thanks for waking us up clothed in our right mind this day, Lord. And thank you for giving us another day to give you thanks, the honor, the glory, and the praise to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
Amen.
Your voice. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news, testimony, praise, report, or song you'd like to share?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Vicki?
I don't have anything from the word to read, but I just giving praise to God that he allowed me and allowed us to be able to fellowship last week on my daughter's birthday. It's a blessing. And when you have children and they're, you know, doing well, you know, you just send up praises to God. And I just pray that all our children, all of us, just recognize that when that birthday comes, don't look at it as negative. I kind of cringe when people say, oh, it's just another day. But it's not. I always say that's the day that God made for you. And when I send a message, I say enjoy that day because God made that day especially for you. And it is a blessing, and we need to recognize that. And praise God for, you know, for his blessing. Because as we look at the news and as we go through the illnesses and challenges in our family, we just have to step back and just say, thank you, Lord, because you are still on the throne. You are still in control. And we praise you for who you are. And that's all. I just wanted to just say. And then we're coming up to my mother's 86th birthday, and we're going to try to do it again, Angela. We're going to try to celebrate her this coming Saturday. And just pray that, you know, that this is what it's about, family connecting. I know I read that piece earlier, but I think about it when we were with my daughter, and then we're trying to do the same thing with mom. And we cannot take that for granted because some of us don't have our moms, you know, or our dads. But if we got friends that are near us, if we got our siblings, we got our nieces, our nephews, we have others in there. We embrace that, and we just thank God that we do have people that love us unconditionally. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Sister Vicki. All righty. Mother May. Paz. Oh, then that leaves me, and all I have to share is just thanking God for being a part of our lives and allowing us to, Sister Vicki, and continue to sit together as family, whether it be on this call or whether it be in person, no matter what. We know that Satan is busy trying to break the family up because he knows that's the ultimate reason why we're having the issues that we have today, because we don't have a strong family. So I just thank him for what he's doing and standing in the gap for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All righty. Before we conclude, I just want to see if we have some volunteers for the park next week. Now, I need to make sure, is there a second King 21?
Yes, I do. Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Auntie Dot.
$5.49 for this one.
Sorry. There is a second King 21, right, guys?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make sure. I know we're getting close to the end of it. And again, I have a volunteer for the opening prayer. Did I hear you say something, Mother May?
Oh, I did.
All righty. Okay, do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Going once. All righty. Well, I'll take care of that on next week.
The last song that I was going to play this evening is from Kurt Carr, and the title of it is I Almost Let Go. So let me get that pulled up. And I'm just going to play a little bit of it. I'm going to try to rush out of here and go see Little Loretta again today.
Amen.
So I would let go. Anybody here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace has kept me.
So I wouldn't let go.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I said I wasn't going to click on, but we got.
That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Yes, he does. Amen. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mother May with the closing, and we can all go to our evening. Oh, okay. For a sometimes I get discouraged and think my work in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Oh, Lord, we believe that each of us is born for such a time as this. Grant us the wisdom of Melikar and the courage of Esther today, and grant survival and hope to those who will follow us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before I bring closure to the call, is there anything else anyone would like to say?
You all right. Have a blessed week.
You too. You too. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And again, same time next week at 8 o'clock, God willing. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good
night. Good night. Y'all have a good week.
You too. You don't want to go. You ain't got to bring it better. I'm not.